right. Welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 60. Learning today, rare nighttime edition. You could still listen during the day. Learning today, today's learning was sponsored by Ronnie Stern, in memory of his parents, Miriam Geta Basis Klaka Cohen, and Chaim Yermio Ben Yuspa Yoel, Shidahinish Masam Truas, Betura Chaim. All right, it's a long one today, but I'll try to get in the 6 minutes, so my videos get cut off, about 6 minutes. And I like to keep it like that length anyways. Okay, so this is another Schreiber edition. This is from Leah Schreiber, and it's a good question, but it really got me thinking to a very specific case that I wanted to share. And that is, can one eat OUD products after a meat meal? Obviously not together with meat, but after a meat meal, while I'm still in my 6 hours or 5 hours or 3 hours or 1 hour, whatever you eat. Can you eat an OUD product in that time? So the answer theoretically is pretty simple. And that is, there are two types of OUD products. If it's OUD pariv, but it was just made with dairy equipment, and they don't label this, so you just have to know. If it's merely, if it's pariv, but it was made with dairy equipment like Oreos. Oreos are not dairy. My wife, allergic to dairy, very allergic. She eats Oreos and nothing happens to her because it's not dairy. It's just made with dairy equipment. So then there's no issue. You can have that after a meat meal. You can have an Oreo cake after a meat meal. If the OUD means though it's actually dairy, then it's dairy. You can't have dairy after meat until the time has elapsed. Okay, so what's interesting is like this, and this is based on a shiur of Arya Leibowitz and Temin Halacha. It's literally brought to light to me there. I was totally unaware of this, and it's a longer shiur, more involved there. I encourage everybody to go and take a look on YU Torah. But I'll give you the shorter version, the more concise version right now. What about OUD coffee creamers? Because this could really be a game changer for people. So non-dairy coffee creamers for sure are okay. There's a Meyer Sign issue, but we're like past that because everybody knows about it. So what about OUD coffee creamers? So the very famous one, Coffee Mate, I used to be really into it, not so much anymore, but as far as coffee creamers go, it's excellent. So Coffee Mate says OUD, and it says at the bottom of the ingredients, contains a milk derivative. So that is the second type of OUD. It is actually dairy. And according to Ari Leibowitz, with research, it's a significant amount of dairy. By significant, I mean that it's not butter. It's not 60 to 1 other ingredients over the dairy derivative, the milk derivative. It's noticeable. It's more than 1 to 60. And therefore, in halacha, right, if a drop of milk falls into a chalent pot, so if it's 60 to 1, the ingredients over the milk, so the milk is butter. But if it's more than that, then the chalent is, you know, basar b'chalav, you got to throw it out. So in this case, the milk is more than 1 to 60. It's a noticeable amount of milk derivative in there. So if that's the case, I would think for sure you cannot have it after your meat meal, because that would be like having milk after, because it's milk, it's dairy. And you obviously can't have milk after your meat meal. However, Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, who is one of Zichrono Tzadok Ivracha, was nifter, but in his lifetime was one of the three major poskim, the three poskim of the OU. So he was asked the question, can a person pour milk into their coffee after a meat meal? But let's say there's such a small amount of milk that the milk is batel. The coffee, the black coffee will be in the ingredients, will be 60 to 1 over the milk. And Rebelsky said that's mutter. That's okay to do. Based on this, it was extrapolated that this coffee mate, which contains, again, when I said significant, I don't mean a lot. It's a small amount of milk derivative, but it's not batel. It's in there. It's not 60 to 1. So if you were to drink straight coffee mate, you would be drinking dairy because there's a noticeable amount of milk derivative in there. You can't drink that after your meat meal. However, if you pour, you know, a normal amount of coffee mate into a cup of black coffee, so now together with the coffee ingredients, the black coffee and everything else in there, now the milk derivative will certainly be batel to the rest of the ingredients. And in that whole cup of coffee, you will have a more than a 60 to 1 ratio of all the ingredients over the milk derivative that, you know, independently exists inside that coffee mate. Therefore, it's clear that that's no longer like milk. That's now a pariv cup of coffee. That's for sure. The only question is, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do what's like to be mevatel this milk into the coffee? Everybody agrees you can't purposely pour some milk into a chalent pot, even if it's a small amount of milk that's going to be batel. If it happens to fall in and it's batel, you could eat a chalent. You can't do it on purpose. Everybody agrees you can't, you know, drop some pork into a cut up stew. If pork falls in and it's 60 to 1 over the stew over the pork, so you're allowed to eat it. You can't do it on purpose. Question is, can you purposely pour this coffee meat into a cup of coffee, knowing the milk derivative will become batel, it'll be 6-1 over the milk derivative, and now I'm going to drink it after my meat meal. I was going to quote the Badi Ashulchan here. Again, I advise you guys to take a listen to the Rav Ari Leibowitz 10 minutes halacha on this. He gets into the lumdis behind it. Maybe I'll make an addendum, but Lemaiser of Belsky, that was his chiddush. He said yes. He said that is allowed because it's not usher. You're not like taking something usher and being mevatel it. Like you're not taking milk and being mevatel it into meat or taking pork and being mevatel into stew. You're taking something mutter and just now it's dissipating. The milk derivative is no longer going to be noticeable in your coffee. So bottom line, Rav Belsky said that to use this OUD coffee mate, which has a small amount of milk derivative in it after a meat meal, would be mutter, without quoting by name. I don't want to necessarily without asking permission to quote him, but another very prominent Rav, very prominent, said he also paskins it is mutter in this case to use a coffee meat after a meat meal because the milk derivative is going to be batel in the coffee itself. So that's definitely a pretty big game changer, I think, for coffee drinkers like myself who do not like black coffee.